Welcome to the Tell Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss. A lot of you are here to hear Rick Parnell's stories. R.I.P. Rick, 1951 to 2022. Most people knew Rick as the drummer from Spinal Tap. He was a prolific drummer, playing in many bands since his debut with Horse in 1970. He was known for his work with Atomic Rooster, Nova, Spinal Tap, of course, Joe Houston, Tony Basil, Jeff Beck, Cher, Bette Midler, Engelbert Humperdinck, Ravi Shankar, Michael DeBars, Zoo Drive, Ibis, Hogwild, Missoula Band's Grand Poobah, Eden Atwood, Ship of Fools, The Hermans, Matchstick Men, Zeppo Montana, and Philidor. I met Rick outside of a bar that doesn't exist anymore, or at least not in the name that it was at the time, Sean Kelly's in Missoula, Montana. It was his birthday, and I started buying him drinks. The woman I was with at the time and I tried to convince him to marry this other woman who had joined us at the table to give her American citizenship. Or maybe it was some other woman he was trying to get American citizenship for himself. I don't know. We had a lot of Bass Ale that day and countless shots of whiskey. So I don't remember most of that conversation. But what I do remember from that is that he agreed to tell a story at Tell Us Something.
Tell Us Something is a scrappy little 501c3 organization based in Missoula, Montana.
Now, Rick opted out of the workshop, the storytelling workshop that Tell Us Something does, and, well, you'll see what happens. We'll get to Rick's stories in a moment. First, I'm asking you to please donate to Tell Us Something right now. We could really use your help. There's a donate button right here on this webpage. Most of our revenue comes from live in-person storytelling events, and the pandemic made that impossible for 2 years. Our bills didn't go away, though. Click the donate link and give whatever you can. It's a great way to honor Rick and the stories that he shared. Rick shared his stories of life as a drummer over the years at Tell Us Something in 2015 at a little club called the Top Hat Lounge, right here in Missoula, Montana. Thanks for listening.
Good evening. Absolutely no idea why I'm here. Apparently, I'm supposed to tell some stories about my life. But I was thinking I would start like a kind of a Bill Hicks. You know, George Carlin kind of thing. You know, pacing up and down. Pacing up and down. And then I'll tell you a really rude joke. Irishman goes into a bar. I'm half Irish, half French, half English. Wait, that's three. I'm a third French, Irish. Anyway, Irishman goes into a bar, and he goes up to the bartender, and he goes, "I'll have a pint of your best bitter, and a drink for the young lady sitting over there by herself." Bartender goes, "Sir, that's a lesbian." "But that's all right, you know, just buy her a drink." So he buys her a drink. Just like one of those right there, I see. So a little bit later, he goes back up to the bar. And he says, I'll have another Irish whiskey and a pint of your best bitter and another drink for the young lady over there by herself. "Sir, I told you, she's a lesbian." "Hey, that's all right, just buy her a drink, it's my money." A little bit later, he goes back up to the bar and he goes, "Well, take an Irish whiskey and a pint and another." "Sir, you're throwing your money away." "I understand that, you know." So he goes up to the girl with his pint in his hand. He's got Dutch courage. And he sits down. He goes, "Good evening, miss." She goes, "Hello. Do you mind if I sit with you?" She goes, "No, please be my guest." "So, tell me, miss, what part of Lesby are you from?" Okay, it wasn't quite as good as George Carlin. Anyway, I guess you guys need to know who I am. My name's Rick Parnell. I'm sort of infamous for being the exploding drummer in a band called Spinal Tap. Thank you. Wasn't my idea, you know. I was hoping to stay alive, but no, it didn't work out. Okay, I have to tell you some stories about my life. Okay, first thing is, my family, the Parnell family, my great-grandfather, Fred Russell, is the first, guaranteed, you can look it up, the first modern ventriloquist. He was, yep, my great-grandfather, Fred Russell, back in the 1800s, put a little doll together, you know, right, and sort of with a little thing, and he did the gollagier, you know. My great-grandpa. My grandfather, his son, met my grandma on the vaudeville stage. It's actually called Music Hall in England. But they met together. My grandpa actually had a double act, ready for this, with W.C. Fields. My grandpa and W.C. Fields had a double act in Australia. See, we can't actually kind of figure out that for being real because it's in Australia. You know, no one knows what's really going on over there. Okay, what else? Storytelling. Okay, right, that's it. Oh, Jimi Hendrix. Jimi Hendrix once bought me a Scotch and Coke and gave me a Marlboro. Yep. My dad was doing the Dusty Springfield show, and he comes up to me one morning and he goes, oh, I'm taking you to the show. I'm like, I'm 16. I'm like, yeah, sure. Yeah. He goes, no, your idol's playing. I'm like, Jimi Hendrix. I'm like, all right, let's go. Thank you. So I get there, and I'm sitting there in the front of the stage, and Jimi Hendrix is like where you are. And he goes into Stone Free. I don't know if you know Jimi Hendrix's music. Stone Free is a really good song. And he does that. And then Dusty comes on. And they do a duet of Mockingbird. Oh, yeah. Right in front of me, you know. Like live. I'm like, oh, yeah. Then they cut to a commercial. So I'm thinking, okay, that's great. Then this is a half-hour show, and Dusty comes back on, and she goes, okay, Jimmy's and the band are going to do a song off their upcoming record, Electric Ladyland. I'm like, yeah, okay. So Jimi Hendrix is right there. I think this is true. And I'm sitting there, and he goes, he plays Voodoo Child right in front of my face. Never been played in public before. This is off an album that hasn't even been released, and Jimi Hendrix did that in front of me. And then at the end of the night, you know, my dad goes, yeah, you know, you want to go and meet Jimmy? And yeah. I did find out from Mitch Mitchell that they hated Noel Redding. They, both of them, apparently didn't like Noel. I think he was stuck up or something, I don't know. I need to keep telling stories, don't I? Hang on. Someone, give me... Oh, question and answer. That's what I was thinking when I got really confused. Question and answer. Come on. Anybody got a question? Who do I love? Me? Oh, other than me? Oh, psh. Everybody, you know. Yes, I've been in love more times than I care to mention. I've been married 4.5 times. They were all good. I thoroughly enjoyed every one of them until they sort of stopped. The hat? Oh, the half a marriage. Okay, well, I got married, you know, a few times, and it didn't work out. But this one girl, she was a singer. Her name is Merritt Morgan, and she's beautiful. She's covered in tattoos and gorgeous. She made an album with the Allman Brothers band backing her up as her backup band. Brilliant woman. Completely insane. 100% insane. But I married her in a naked kind of, you know, we were both naked and it was very hippie, you know, and cool. And we got married in this naked, and then sort of within about 3 weeks, I realized that her mother was tying her to a chair to stop her going completely out of control. I went, probably not the best marriage ever, really. You know, she's a wonderful woman, great singer. But anyway, that was the half a marriage, just so you know. I got to come up with something else, don't I? I'll tell you what. Let me take a sip of beer. Oh, that works. So, I got offered the job with Journey. I got offered the job with Journey, and I had this band that were really good. And when I found out that I was being offered the job with Journey, and they were the biggest band on the planet at the time, I was like, oh, I got my own band. We just had $100,000 put into us. And then Steve Perry, asshole, he calls me up. And he's like, okay, we're flying you to San Francisco in the morning, and we're going to, you know, I'm like, I don't want to really do that. So I turned them down. And I turned down Whitesnake. And I turned, who else have I turned down? Oh, wait, all the firings. I've been fired by Engelbert Humperdinck. I've been fired by Atomic Rooster. I've been fired by Wayne Kramer from the MC5. I've been fired by Edgar Winter. I've been fired by at least 3 or 4 bands in this fucking town, excuse me. It's not my fault. Oh, wait. Hang on. Yeah, it is my fault. It's entirely my fault. I just like hitting things for a living. That's what I do. That's my job. I hit things. It's a very good job. It's better than sitting at a desk, isn't it? You think? Really? Yeah. Yeah. It's just that you guys that sit at desks get paid a lot more than we do. I don't get paid very much anymore. Am I done? Oh, thank God.
Can I take that from you for a second? You're fired. Take your beer on the way. Thank you, Rick Parnell. He made that easy.
Thanks, Rick, and thank you for listening today. Rick, I hope you're pounding the skins up there with some of your good friends. Tell Us Something is a live storytelling event here in Missoula, Montana. I fired him from that job, and I've never fired anybody from a job before. I've never pulled anybody off the stage before that or since. He almost ran off the stage and went straight onto the back porch to smoke a cigarette, but he forgot his cigarettes on the stage. And after I introduced the next storyteller, my wife came over and said, Rick forgot his cigarettes. They're on the stage. And I said, Rick can bum another cigarette from somebody else. And she said, Rick can't bum a cigarette. Nobody else here smokes Winston's. So, yeah, okay. The storyteller, after Rick, was already into his story. His story hadn't yet become funny. There were some moments of humor in it. You can listen to it if you like. Brian Marsh is that person's name. So I went back through the green room and crawled onto the stage from the backstage entrance, and everyone could see me, and the crowd was like, oh, what's happening? And I picked up his cigarettes and held them up so that everyone could see them and shook them a little bit, and then crawled backwards off the stage, went back through the green room, out onto the back porch to give Rick his Winston cigarettes. And he was so grateful. And we went on with the rest of the show. Thanks for listening. Our music comes to us from Cash for Junkers. You can find them at cashforjunkersband.com. Subscribe to the podcast. Find us wherever you get your podcasts, or you can stream online at tellussomething.org.